Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host of the Daily Challenges, and these challenges are all about helping you explore what it means to follow Jesus, even as part of a busy commuting lifestyle. If you've never explored what it means to follow Jesus before, I'd encourage you to start at our basic course, Christianity 101. It's available through the same website and app, and there you'll learn some of the basic concepts that these challenges try to build upon. To help us do this, we have a rhythm that we follow every week, where on Monday we introduce an idea for the week that we'll study every day. Tuesday, we read about it in the Bible. Wednesdays, we try to understand it and see how it applies to our lives. And then Thursdays, we try to actually live it out with some action, with some challenges. Friday's our day for prayer and reflection. Saturday's a day for rest. And then Sunday's a day for community, especially Christian community. And we've got a brand new Christian community that we started in Ajax. It's called the Family Room, part of Redeemer Church. Well, occasionally I find myself going door to door. No, I'm not one of those people who shows up at your door asking if you found Jesus. There's a great little cartoon going around that shows Jesus hiding behind some drapes as people ask if you found Jesus yet. No, that's not what I mean. But I'll occasionally go around doing a survey or letting people know about a neighborhood event or party that we're doing or letting people know about our church. And as I do, I'm always respectful of those signs that you find on people's doors sometimes that say no soliciting. The kind of people who have been burned enough times by door-to-door salespeople, I think, end up putting up those signs. Or sometimes, you know, they're shift workers and things like that who don't want their doorbell rung in the middle of their sleep. But either way, I tend to notice those signs, no soliciting. And I find more and more of them are going up as people I think, more and more frustrated with some of the door-to-door salespeople. We get visited regularly by these kinds of people as well. We've, in the last month, had four visits from one company who claims they need to come in and inspect our furnace or our hot water heater. They have no business doing this. They're not the rental company. They are not sent by the government, and yet they try to make it appear that way. The most frustrating thing is when you've told them they can't come in, you don't want anything to do with them, they still try to pretend they haven't heard you and ask, well, can I just leave my shoes here on the porch before I come in? As if they haven't heard you telling them to go away. We found them coming back again later in the day, claiming that we asked them to come back. They use lies and deception to try to get their way in the door. And so I'm not surprised that my neighbors want to put up a sign that says, go away, I don't care who you are. Even if I have to miss out on the Girl Guide cookies, I'll do whatever it takes to keep these door-to-door salespeople away. And so they put up no soliciting signs. Well, you get the point. Dealing with door-to-door salespeople, especially the pushy, deceitful ones, is very frustrating. You can get rid of them, I think, anyway, by putting up a sign that says no soliciting. Maybe they'll just ignore that too. But what if you could put up a sign that would keep death, certain death, away from your home? What if you could just put up a sign that told death to pass you by and leave you alone? Would you do it? Probably. Well, this week we're going to explore a story where that essentially happened, where God helped an entire nation avoid certain death. So here's your question to think about today. If you could put up a sign on your door to keep something or someone away, who or what would it be? Now, obviously, I already mentioned death. So other than death, what would you love to be able to just put up a sign to keep away from your life? So have a great discussion. Don't forget to do this with a group. These are not meant for you to think about alone for very long. You might start that way, but I encourage you to find some people from the train, the bus, from work, from your neighborhood, somewhere in your life where you can start discussing what you're learning. It'd be a great way to share your spiritual growth with others and for them to help you. Bye for now.